a new year, but the same last name in Onstead, and a big-time, first-time wrestling event at Montague. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports, and Happy New Year. The Onstead boys basketball team is off to a hot start this year. The Wildcats are already 7-0, including two wins in the Lenawee County Athletic Association. This, a year after Onstead won 11 games in a row before losing to Parma Western in the district finals. That's 18 wins in their last 19 games dating back to last season. Sophomore Aiden Davis leads the way for Onstead, much like his older brother Austin did before him. Austin was runner-up for Mr. Basketball in 2016 and the Associated Press Class B Player of the Year in 2015 and 16 before going on to play at the University of Michigan. Now, Austin helps out with the team when he can and tutors little brother Aiden, who stands 6'9". Onstead opens 2022 with three conference games before heading to Ohio to play in the Rossford Invite. Read more about the Davis connection and Onstead season by going to secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Grand Rapids Catholic Central's Jack Karasinski. Playing for the defending Division II champion Cougars, Karasinski had 23 points and 8 rebounds in a win over the defending Division I champion Grand Blanc. The game was played at Van Andel Arena as part of the Jam at the Van Showcase. Portland St. Patrick's Caitlin Russell. She scored a team-high 19 in a 53-49 win over Fowler. Fowler is the defending champ in Division IV, and it was their first loss of the season. St. Patrick is unbeaten 6-0 heading into the new year. And to the Lady Matt Cat Wrestling Invitational. The inaugural all-female competition was hosted by Montague and featured wrestlers from more than 30 schools. Winners in each of the 14 weight classes came from 13 different schools, with Chippewa Hills the only school to produce two winners.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
You'll hear a crowd scream over and back anytime the ball is first touched in the backcourt by the team last in possession of the ball. But it isn't as simple as that. Correctly referred to as a backcourt violation, there are three key elements that must first occur. The team must have team control while on the court. The team must be the last to touch the ball in the front court. The team must be the first to touch the ball in the backcourt. One way a backcourt violation can occur is when a dribbler establishes 3 points, the ball in 2 feet, in the front court, and then retreats to the backcourt. There are also a number of exceptions to this rule that apply to jump balls, throw-ins, and when a player is making a defensive play. And remember that it's not always as easy to call as it appears.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. As we move into 2022, a reminder that February is Oxford Strong Month. Schools in the Oakland Activities Association, Kensington Lakes Activities Association, and Catholic High School League started the initiative. They're asking as many schools across Michigan as possible to participate in a show of support for Oxford on February 4th and during other Oxford Strong events throughout the month. Working with the official MHSAA merchandise vendor, EA Graphics, and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, Oxford Strong shirts will be available, with the profits from those sales being donated back to the Oxford community. Schools or individuals can order shirts by going to supportoxfordstrong.com. Oxford is a member of the OAA, and fellow OAA member Lake Orion has stepped up to assist the Oxford swimming and diving team. Since students at Oxford are still not allowed back into the school, Lake Orion has allowed them to use their pool for practice, and the Michigan Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association has organized getting them the equipment they need, things like suits, goggles, caps, snorkels, kickboards, and fins. You can read more about how schools are supporting Oxford High School at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.